Belinda presents this unabridged recording of the case of the Chaos Monster, The Elemental Detectives, Book 2, written by Patrice Lawrence and read by Deborah Michaels. No one could see the stowaway unless it wanted them to. It was a Fumi, an elemental spirit made of air. It could draw in smoke and other vapors to give itself a shape. Then it had a short, thin body like a matchstick and a head like a blacksmith's anvil. The Fumis in Salzburg, where it lived, chose this shape as it gave their faces a strong jaw, just like the solid human rulers of their empire. The Fumi's eyes, when it wanted to have eyes, were simple holes in the smokiness, its mouth a twist of darkness. But it could also be completely invisible, with only the faint scents of mashed malt and fried chicken giving away its presence. The stowaway was forbidden from leaving Salzburg. The Fumi elders said that it was too young. They promised, well, said perhaps, that in a century or so, if it showed enough skill, it could join the Fumi sail bloaters that powered the Empire's sailing ships across the oceans with a supernatural power. That way, it would see more of the world. But the stowaway didn't want to wait 100 years, and it certainly didn't want to be a sail bloater and take soldiers to fight wars. The stowaway loved music. It wanted to be a music weaver. It wanted to waft through the city's churches and concert halls and, one day, even the court of the Holy Roman Empire, lifting and smoothing and widening the music, drawing it into every nook and corner, making it perfect for every listener. The music weavers only took the best apprentices. The stowaway had been given one chance to show them what it could do. Its magic had been too strong and too eager. It had almost blown a double bass out of the interview room window, along with the musician playing it. The trumpets had exploded in the Royal Court's music room 2 miles from there, and the choir in the Salzburg Cathedral had fainted away. The stowaway had been told to never return. But perhaps there were other places where it could work with music. But how could it learn about them? And even more importantly, how could it reach them? And then, suddenly, it was in luck. The stowaway had been watching a particular family for a while now. They were a family full of music. Sometimes, when the little boy and his older sister were practicing their instruments, it would let the harmonies rocket backwards and forwards until it felt like it was part of the music itself. When it was feeling furious with the elders, it would drift towards the family's apartment, hoping for music to soothe it. Then the stowaway heard them talk about leaving Salzburg to travel. They talked about it for months, but at last everything was packed: clothes, instruments, pen and paper for composing music and writing letters.